Shusami Mari, Lodi Chazar, and Simon Tzadik Beis. We have a Suganav Kuchesum Nalav, and more break down two cases. One is Basar, falls inside a vat of boiling hot milk. Another case is Tipas Chol, one piece of Basar. Those are the first two Simonim over here in this, first two Sifim in this Simon. First case, you have Basar that fell inside a vat of boiling hot milk. The Gemara's cases are going according to Yehuda. Those member Mina are filled by Elephle bottle. The aloha is, it depends upon the get of Nesina's tam. In fact, the Gemara, Maisa will go in the milk inside the meat, and then will come out from the meat as Mimma Mina feel by Elephle bottle. The Gemara says, according to Moshe Shoinim, the case you took it out before is Noich Mirisi Chosai. Therefore, the milk did not spit out yet, therefore, only the case in Nesina's tam. Adkan the Sugyo. Building upon that, we say the case farkert, because we do not pass like a Yehuda Amim B'mina filled by Elephle bottle. We're going to take it lalocha, the case Amim B'shloi B'mina, the gate to the Sugya of Shishim. They will come to the Mechaber, brings down this halacha, and says, let's say it's the Bosser, they fell inside a boiling hot fat and milk over here. So he said the halacha is, we should go give it to a Fela, to a Nochi to go taste it, and this time Bosser is also, otherwise be mutter. He does enough for saying this piece, the Maisa says to be Osser. That's first halacha. Now he said the word Kizayis, the Taz says Ladaf Kizayis, only in the gate to Gemalkis. Otherwise, even any Shir, Yisam Mashu, will have the same halacha. The Mechab is Mesayim, Med, Ramamurim, this halacha, Dafgur, where you took it out before, Ishnech, the Yerich, Mirisifah. Otherwise, they go in, they go out, and they're fighting in the case of Shishim. That means the Gemara, we're discussing the fear of Yehuda. We took a halacha, we do not pass like Rash, you go like a Yehuda, we pass like places, Shari Shainim, that Mimma Mina is about to arrive. Therefore, we took a min shloib and minai, and therefore, you take it out before Nech, we see Chosai, according to Mechaber, we say, we're going to find a Meister, Ramah, and Zof, and the Taz Paschim is very, very clear. Onul Maisa Napikim to be summoned upon a getter of a guy. Therefore, we owe it in the case of Shishim. That's a Sephala, very simple. Sifbeis, Zalacha Gatibas Cholov, the Mishnah's case, the fell on top of a piece of meat. The Mishnah is very clear. If it's a Sinus Tam, it's Osir, otherwise it's Mutter. First question is what exactly is the Kimta of the Mishnah? Bachloik Shushainim, Rashi and the Rashba understand the Yisrael over here is even if halfway is in, halfway is out, look at the piece by itself. Masha Enkin, the we understand the case of the Mishnah is if it's half in, half out, Avadim and Sav Lontai Kedero. The Kimta of the Mishnah is when it's fully out, then we'll look at the Chatika versus the Tip over here. That's the basic Machloikis. In this Machloikis, what's Pshan and Rashi? They are also very clear, three different Shitas, Pshan and Rashi. Again, Rashi you say this, if it's halfway in, halfway out, look at the piece by itself. The way how the Mordechai, how he understands it, brought down with the Dark Moshe, is when you have half in, half out, half far does it go inside the piece? Only into the piece until the right tip. It does not go into the whole entire piece. Only until the right tip, and then it stops. Atzal Sheni, the Dark Moshe, disagrees. He says the Vada goes into the piece, in the whole entire piece. However, it goes in the piece and does not come out. It stays in the piece and doesn't come out, and that's how the Shach goes. Atzal Shlishi, the Taz brings down the Smalach and disagrees. So it goes in, as that piece, and now it'll go from that piece, the pieces also go out into everything else. Kabbalah Mechaber, Amin Aloch L'maisa, the Losh and the Rambam, and he makes three statements over here. Number one, he says, when the Tipa hits this Chaticha, you have to Meshar this Chaticha against the Tipa over here, number one. Number two, he says, now once we have this Chaticha that's also, we have to Meshar the Kedero versus the Chaticha over here, that's number two. The end of Red Ramamurim, this whole entire locha, Dafgur, in the case we did not do Neva Kisai. However, we did a case in Neva Kisai, but Chilvat Saif, the Mustafa, the whole entire Kedero. Number three. Those are three statements. You have to explain each one and how exactly is he passing. First, he says, when you have the Tipa fell on top of the Chaticho there, he says, Mashad the Chaticho versus the Tipa. However, the Maestro, they're going to ask her if there is a Timo, we're going to ask the Chaticho. The whole entire Chaticho, if there's a taste over here. The question comes on the Chaim and say, the Maestro, why? The Tipa, he did the Chaticha, that's outside the Reitiv, a Gams in the Kedero, Lochet Simukofe, but the Sugil Tzli is that when a Tipa hits something, it only asks Kedei Natilo. Why in the world is saying, when there's a case of we have no Shishim, we're asking the whole entire Chaticha? Why the whole entire Chaticha? It's a case of Tzli, it should be a case of Natilo. So that has that two tools, the Shach is most of a third Teretz over here. The first Teretz he brings out from the Marshal, that the case in Kofe is a case of Gvino, was Dovah Gush or Ov, that's talking, touching a case of Bosser. There, one touched another, gam the both inside the Kedera. There, the loch is Natilo. Mash Enkin, here's a case that's soul, a case that's liquid. Therefore, since such an akimtum is pashtun into the whole entire piece, and therefore in this case, even though it's a case of tzli, we'll ask the whole entire chaticha. Aleph, first case. The second heresy brings down is that what is cholov? Is cholov something mefafeo or not mefafeo? Is it like something that's shomim, not something that's shomim? They want to bring down that they want to tie that this case over here is like something that's kein shamnunis, not mamash shamnunis. It goes into the chaticha, but does not come out of the chaticha. So it's something like called ksas shamnunis. That's enough to go to the whole entire chaticha. They do point out the shach. The chor that's against what the Rashba writes in Simuk Kofes of Zion by the Mechaber, that the case of Chol is the case of Koch, is not the case of Shomim. Third malach, the way the Shach wants to answer, he wants to tell you the Echonami of the Chol is something that is a Kochush. However, the Boser is Shomim, and therefore the Boser will mafafer the Chol and give the Chol a Gedel that's being Shomim and go into the whole entire piece. The point out the Shach is Lishtos against the Taz. The Shach holds. The locha is that by something that's shomik mafei, there's something that's kochish. Mashaing the Taz very strongly, vehemently disagrees with kofei. There's no such concept this way. Now the shach ends off. The mice is not much of an afkamino. We anyway pass on everything as shishim. So who really cares if it's the mitzvah of sugav sli that's natilo or not? In and of mekim, it's always a locha of shishim. Kivegi asked a couple of questions. Says, what do you mean? Who cares? I'll tell you a bunch of reasons. One reason he says that you can tell me over here if it's kochish or shomim, what's the difference either way? Shishim. He says it's not that simple. If over here the case that you have the whole if it's shomein, we must have the whole entire kedero, the tip over here, and therefore the way to mark this piece over here is not through shishim, through netila, because if the loch is in another became netila and shishim, so if it's shomein, we must have the whole entire kedero, could go into the piece and go out into the kedero. If it's kochosh, then we need netila. So the nafkamina to go tell you the loch is, do you need the loch netila over here? That's aleph. A second thing he says over here. Is that the Maisa? He said, "Inu mekiyim." The loch is anyone answer the test. Inu mekiyim. Loch of shishim is a mistake. Shishim and a tilo. Before you left at a point, you have said the loch of the tilo over here, and the loch is not brought down. Shukranach, the loch of the tilo. So we're missing a very important yisoid over here. That we need the loch of the tilo. Now we just asked this piece over here again. Each one onto its reason why. The question now: this piece is also does it ask the next piece that's inside the gedera? So the Taz and Shach both in Sekon Zayin both. Valacha in another bekiyim nishishim and tilo. Yes, in another bekiyim it's kofish and tilo, but shamin and shishim in another bekiyim. You have to do for both.
Oh, it's only
when you're not makir. You may both arrive, but you're makir and tilo also. So he's saying one. The word the shach saying shishim is enough is not true. That's a mistake. Shishim and tilo.
I'm not saying the ma'aser that you need tilo. He's proving that the shach shouldn't use that.
Shach says what's no, shach is answering what's nafkamin anyway. Everything is shishim. Well, that's not enough. Mechab says shishim, that's not enough. Yeah. Need a shishim and a tilo.
That's right, that the shach is wrong for that, right? But not that you need a tilo on
the maisa. It could be if he wants to say that. The shach, it sounds like he's ending off anyway. What's the difference? Shishim. We don't need the tuotzim. We don't need the tuotzim.
Right.
We do need, we still need the tuotzim. It's not the second of tilo.
Well, Maisa,
it's salt he doesn't like, right? You have three towards him. You have to know which mouth he's going with. Fine. If you want to go with the terrace, it's salt beside her.
Kivego asks the kasher. He would go there. You don't need the
deal. He's not masking the. He's not masking the seam of the shaft that says who really cares about these towards him. Makes a big difference in towards him. Very practical. The guarantee you need the loch on the deal or not. If you don't have these towards him, you'll need the deal. If you have these towards him, you won't need the deal. So there's a big enough community to it. Because when in the Bikim, what's the loch? If it's kachosh, it's natila. If it's shomein, it's shishim. So in the Bikim, so we don't know if it's kachosh or shomein, you do both shishim and natila. The Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kofei says Zayin. Ramah.
Shishim
and natila? Asifei. Kofei Sifei. And Siftes. Now, in the gate to other chatichos, again, Machalik Taz and Shach Lishitosai. That means, again, you learn the Simon Kofei over there. It's brought down, you have a piece of basar that touches Gvino. There's an answer to the next piece afterwards. Is Nichle get it Issamach Mazatzmoy or Issam Lua? Came along the Taz over there and he says, the only reason we're calling Issamach Mazatzmoy is basar touching Gvino. When you get to the next piece, it's Issam Lua, Knakov Mechadicha Lachatich, and then ask the next piece. Therefore, the Taz over here writes Lishitosai. When it's Belev and it comes to also this piece, we'll not ask the next piece. The Shach over there says, no, that's not true. A ma'ase is a machmas atzma. Again, the Gemara says it's mifla bala. It be balei not pilot. It's only Gemara's havino, not maskono. That's one option. And therefore, once had a bottle go out, and it'll say ask the case of only of netilo and the mekiyim to negate the case that is a the kubadov and not negate the sugya blue over here. Therefore, he said the loch of netilo negate the next piece. Now, yeah, machlech thousand shach, 100%. Come along the. Again, now explaining back to Mechaba, Loshni Rambam, he said two things over here. He said, number one, you need to have the chaticha to be shishim versus tipo. And number two, if the chaticha is also, now you need shishim or the gdeir versus the chaticha. Why do you need both these things for? What's the avon behind it? Either it's one or the other. Why need shishim of the chaticha versus tipo, then shishim of the gdeir versus the chaticha over here? So, Machlok Yitzhaz and Shach. The way the Tazim stands, the Kimta first of all is costing when half is in, half is out. That's the case over here. And therefore he passes like Rashi. But who is Rashi? The Taz is Rashi. Taz is Rashi is that goes in the whole entire piece, as the piece, and then it goes out to Yishisha versus Chatechol. Therefore the Mechaba is passing like the Rashi, but Rashi according to Taz it goes in as Chatecha, and I need Shishim versus the Chatecha against the Tipa, and then afterwards you need Shishim of the Kedeo against Chatecha over here. Asar Hashani, the Shach, very clear in the course of Kesef, he disagrees that way. He says, first of all, the Kimta is not the way. The Kimta is when the whole entire thing is out of the way, the whole entire thing is outside. Therefore, you need Shishim of what? Of the Chaticha against the Tipa. I, if so, why is Mechaba saying further on, you need Shishim of the Gedeah versus Chaticha? He said, because Mechaba says in the third statement, Med Ramamurim, Men Adinir Medchilavat Saif. That's going back in the second case, the Bet, the whole entire piece is out. Therefore, the chaticha can aser. Now, when you do nia and the whole entire thing, you mix it all in. In that case, in the third statement, explain the second thing. And that akimta, then you need a case of shishim versus a chaticha over here. That's the pshat mechaber. Come on, Ramo. He also is very ambiguous over here. And he says an in between halacha. He says you need two things. Number one, you need shishim of the chaticha versus the tipo, and you need shishim of the kedera versus the tipo. The two things against the tipo. The chaticha is not enough. You need shishim gdeir versus the tipa. Where in the world do you get this concept? You need shishim against the tipa, side the chaticha, side the gdeir. It's either one or the other. So come on with Taz, and firstly he says the kimt over here is getting it's halfway in and halfway out. How he says the Taz paskin we forget like the Ramah paskin forget like the reed sheet over here. Therefore halfway in, halfway out, might you need shishim against the gdeir, against the tipa over here. If so, why does he need a shishim on the chaticha itself? Sfarad and Afshay. He wants to ask the piece by itself. He does point out, if so, comes out, how are we passing in the Mechaber the Ramah? Better, he points out, L'chor, the Ramah should say the Yeshayim, because the Ramah is arguing against the Mechaber. The Mechaber is passing like Rashi, and the Ramah might is passing like the Ri, that's Aleph. Second, says the Tazi, ends off. We'll get to Sif Dalid, and we'll see over there the Halachah by Basta B'Cholam, there'll be Machmer and Paskin, not like this sheet over here. So L'chor has two Kashi, ends off against Ramah. The Shach has the answer B'Shan Ramah. He says the Kimta over here is halfway in, halfway out. Meaning he's switching the Kimta of the Mechaber sheet off. And he's Mesopik. How do you Paskin like Rashi or the Ri? That means if you Paskin like Rashi, you need Shishim and Chaticha. Paskin like the Ri, you need Shishim and the Kedero. He's not sure. Therefore, it's Mechosh for both over here. The third malach in the Ramah is a kivag yeshito. He comes along and says, "We know the locha in the bekiyim. We already had twice, once in the sugya by melicha, once by the sugya tzli." Come along, kivag, and say the same sugya in the bekiyim by sugya bishul over here. And therefore, since we're not sure over here if this piece over here has a keder being shomin or kochosh, therefore, if it's kochosh, the locha is it'll only go inside the chaticha, and that's it. Shishishim of the chaticha. If it's shomein, you need the whole entire kedeo against the whole entire tip over here. Since end of the bekiyim, therefore, need shishim of the kedeo and the chaticha. We need both.
Why the whole chaticha?
Ask if it's kochosh.
But kochosh is not the whole piece.
The whole piece. Only no, but that already answered the shach and taz. What goes the whole entire piece? Kashim is the tzolul. Yeah, that's for sure. But coming over here, the ones going to the piece, one and the ants going through the rest, not sure in the Mekim. That means it comes out, the Be'etzim, what do we have over here? You need the Shishim of the Chaticha versus the Tipa of its Kachosh. And with Shaman, you need Shishim of the Gedeo versus the Tipa. And since in the Mekim, it's Kachosh or Shaman, we'll do Shishim against the Tipa, either both of them. Now it comes out, Lalocho, very interesting, what's Peshad of the Mechaber? Is it like Rashi the Ri? Well, the Taz says it's Rashi, and the Shach says the Ri. What's the Malach of the Ramah? So machlokes Taz and Shach and Kiveger. The Taz says he passes like we. The Shach says he's mesopek. Kiveger said luchoy is going like Rashi. The Maisa, how do we paskin? Taz writes a couple of times, Ikri paskin Rashi, but his Rashi, Luchumra, and the Asa the Chaticha, then go after the Chaticha. Masha Enkin, the way the Shach paskins, he says, the Ikka Locha, like Rabbi Shonim, is like the Ri. The way we paskin is Ikka Wechosh Rashi, and the Ri, Luchun, not the Rashi, coin the Taz, everyone else is Rashi. That's why we paskin.
There's a Rashi and the Ri. One more time.
How do we paskin the Ru?
Yeah.
Wechosh Rashi and the Ri. That's this one go. How far? That's a question.
Except not, scenario, I'm not sure how confused it.
We're not sure. We have a piece that's halfway in, halfway out.
Yeah.
And a tipa hits the piece over here. How to mashar? We'll look at Rashi. We'll point to Rashi. Look at the piece. According to Rashi, we'll look at the Gedera.
It's like the Ramah.
Basically, the Ramah point to the Shah. We're going to be, yeah. So the question is, how far I take it? I have to move all the Tzirufim. But my question, the question I said, how far and who sheet of Yishlok?
Well,
sorry?
It's
not we are passing the Shach. The Shach passes we. Right, we depends what state you're looking at. Some say Hesed, some say Hesed, some say different Shonis. The question is, how far to be Chayshish? Go back to Chayshish. Now, come on the loch over here and says you have to menar the gedera. So the first question is you have to menar mitchil v'atzoif or not. So first, in the Rambam Shito, the mavuch among the gedera achorinim, the way how the basation and the dakamoshin stands, you have to menar mitchil v'atzoif is dafk over here. And the reason is the question what the Gemara says in the Rabbi Yehuda, shem lo near yach over here. Masha enkein, they bring down basation, we've been choviv, not the way it's lav dafka, and near mitchil in the beginning of the mice is enough. A third malach in the Rambam is the taz over here. You want to say that the tour misunderstood the Rambam, and therefore he has his kasha. But what the Rambam is saying over here is saying you have to mnar mitchil v'atzoif, not matzoif until the end of the cooking process. Atzoif means until the tipa disappears, you don't see it anymore. The tour understood a man mitchil v'atzoif until the end of the cooking process, that he has his kashas upon him. But be'etzim, there is no machlokes tour and the Rambam. They just mean mitchil v'atzoif until the tipa l'maisa disappears over here. So again, so we have three pshatim over here in the Rambam. The Maaseh Kamal, the Mechaber, says also Metchil v'Atzoif Loshen Rambam. Also Mavuch is Dafka Lav Dafka. The Shach over here Kamal says the Maaseh is Dafka. At Hashem the Taz Kamal says Maaseh is Lav Dafka over here. Metchil Maaseh is enough. Halacha Maaseh is very clear. The we pass from Halacha is beginning is enough. That's how the Torah went. We've been Chaviv went that way. The Maaseh is very clear that way. And the Taz Shach is very clear that way. We hold that what happens if what happened, you shake a bottle, your baby bottle, milk sprays out, hits your cholent. What's the Eitzah? Menar betchila before your wife catches you. That's usually betchila. That's miyad. That's the eitzah. Now, what? No, there's no eitzah. No, get to it. We'll say now, come along the next case, which will answer some of your questions. Like, come along the next akimto. Let's say you had a tipa chala that fell inside your pot on the chatichos on the marak. You're not exactly sure where it fell. What to go do? Come along the mechaber. Nikamung and says, what's halacha? He says, you call up a rab. Rab tells you, go mix the very well, go give it to a kfeilah to go taste it. If there's no go around, that means it sounds like the simple reading of the Mechaber over here is that you call up a rab, he tells you what to go do. That means not miyad. Even afterwards, you can be minar. You're not sure what it is, what to go do, go minar afterwards. Kamung the Ramo. And the Ramo says, Yesh Cholkim, and the halacha is that we have to do minam near miyad. That's a minig. You cannot do near achakach, do near miyad. That means when the mechaber discusses before and do near miyad, that avada when you know about it. We don't know about it. He seems to have an eitzah to even do near achakach, and the Amal avada disagrees.
Why do you even have that time?
What?
Why do you even have that time of miyad? If you hold it near
miyad, we'll get to what you're saying.
We'll get.
Now, first, do you need. So, first. Do you need near miyad or not? Again, the Rambam against Mavucha, Ibn Chaviv al-Maisa says, you need miyad. The Amos says, Yesh Cholkim, so Amos Maturik, he's coming to argue the Taz and Shat, say, you're not near miyad, even after it works. The first, one question of Kivegi, it's an obvious question over here. The Chori, we're saying, go taste the whole time, make sure we have to give it a Kefela. The Chori has to go taste every single piece. Halacha is that when it's belayed to one thing, we hold Eshel Sartus Osir, we cannot do a Golot to things, not in the Svash Meshava. So who cares if you're Menar afterwards? Who cares? The Maisa will stay in this piece and won't go to the next piece. So maybe one piece he tastes will be more term, but the other piece of the Maisa will be Osir. That's Tamakasha in how does Nir Achav work? That's Aleph. The second thing coming to the Achorinim is that number one, Mitzad the Sugi of Chanan. The halacha is that we know Chanan asked the whole entire piece. So why in the world do we need Shishim against the Chatichah when we not do the case in Nehemiyad? What happened to the Sugya? You have Tibas Chol, some over here, and come to Mavatl over here. So come along the Taz, and first the Taz starts off saying, come to the Magen Mishnah, it seems to be coming to the Sugya Sim Kuf Yud Aleph. The halacha is, there's no Sugya of Chanan, do not know exactly what the piece is. No Sugya of Chanan. Don't know where the Issa is, there's no idea of Chanan. He says, I am myself, why do you need for? He says, mitzah not halacha, it's toiv is the bailam. It's eat a toiv, go and tell the baal to go do. Since it's some upon a kefelo, if you don't mix it right away, you'll have a cholov on a piece of meat. Give it a good to go taste, he'll taste it. Oh, this is also, and he'll ask for everything. They were telling you to mix it up, get all the taste all around the place, and therefore, when he tastes it, he doesn't taste all the matter things over here. He said, but let's say there is no kefelo, then the machab said, need shishim, and said, and therefore, don't do near. Don't do near. That means the Mechabi can learn, still do near. He said, no, you're not Semchan upon a Kfela, don't do a case of near. Adkan the Taz. Now, a couple of obvious questions. Kivegi over here. Don't do near. Come on, Kivegi, and he really asked two basic questions. First of all,
that also the answer why in Mubadlas and Mechabi, we don't know.
He doesn't address that, but before that could be the same side. The Shach will say that. The Kireg again, he asks two questions over here, two very simple questions. The first one was saying over here that what? The guy should go mix it up, and the Eitz HaTayva to go to give it to guys you should not taste over here. So let's analyze it. We have one piece over here of Isser, you're mixing it all up. Now you have over here a mixture we're not sure. We go give a guy to go taste it, he does not taste Isser. So before you give him to go taste, everything's part of the Safik. When you give him to go taste it, he doesn't taste it. Now that piece is not part of the Safik anymore. Because we know that piece over here has no Isser inside. So it's out of the Safik, and just made this piece be mutter, and the rest of it gets the Shia less. So in essence, what you're doing over here, you're not really getting out of it. You're being a makkah, this is not part of the Safik over here. You're thinking, give an Eitz HaTayva to mix it up all together, and give it a go to go taste. When he tastes it, it does not taste Isser. What happens? This is not the Isser, it's not part of the Safik. So you gain nothing out of it. Sarachi and Gadol. You gain nothing out of it over here. But again, you're messing up yourself by giving it a go. What?
If you assume that everything mixed evenly, why is that true?
Well, that's what Kirega said. We don't assume it all mixed evenly. It's somewhere here. It has to be certain pieces have it, certain pieces don't. It's not done this Pashma Shavik. Go man Achakach. So you're messing up the situation over here. Vaidi says, the second thing came along with Taz and says, however, when there's no go around, forget, I won't give this Eitz, don't be Menar. Well, again, what's going to happen over here? The soul's going to eat and taste it, it'll taste the Isser, and I'll have to ask everything. And I might tell me this bash b'shavas. What's between soul and the guy? What's going on over here, Moshach? Why is your soul being a different guy? In the bash by guy also, then it'll be by yourself also. Not in the bash then by guy tzarachin. When getting out of it, tzarachin was what exactly the Taz saying over here? Come on, Moshach. First he said that there's no sugya of chenan over here because you don't know what's happening. Magamishin sim kufid alav. Then we have a pot over here, a 30 of heter and 30 of it. Two parts of here are 30 and 30, and one piece fell inside. Don't know exactly what fell inside. The Lachan Sim Kuvid Alf Sim Zayin. We stab everything together. We won't say the Sugiv Chanan. He also will not say the Sugiv Chanan. That's Aleph. What about Mitzah the Sugiv being Mavatal Isser? So, first of all, he says, since we've been stabbed two parts together, it's not Nichol Gedim being Mavatal Isser. Aleph. A second thing he says, like the Lachal and Sim Pei Dalad, new misplace can go when you have a Suffolk if you're being Mavatal Isser or not, since you're not being Miskavan, there's no, there were not the Isser being Mavatal Isser. The way that Achim like explained very simple is because Mevat Lesatchil is only Dindu Rabbanon. He was so big, if this is an Isser, it's a Safik. Dindu Rabbanon, look cool over here.
That's why the Taz are really on the same.
Could say that in Taz. Don't say that. Now, that's, again, all this Havana, the Taz and Shach, is all pshat in the Mechaber. Allah Lemaisa, it does not make a difference. We pass like the Amor. The Amor holds, you have to do near Miyad. Near Miyad. Now, why is it so? Why is Ramo disagreeing? Explain the Shach. He's Lishit Osoy. The Ramo over here holds that since we discussed it would be a case of Min Shloim Minoy, the only time in Sim Kuvit Al Sim Zayin would be Mekel, the only case of Min Minoy cannot be Mekel, Allah Melsi cannot taste the difference between one another. Behelim Mai says, since he can't give it to Goy and he can't taste it, Hagam, Bismanazel, not Semich upon Goy Mekfel is over here, but Mai says, since you can't give it to Goy, therefore this Akimto will come along to answer it unless you do near Miyad. Then this bash b'shav, you won't taste it. Otherwise, since you can't taste it, the mice are going to ask it over here. Now, us practically, Allah l'maisa, what to go do? Again, you have a teapot that fell out of your baby bowl into your cholent. You don't see it. What's the halacha? Halacha ma'isa. Question the test. What's the what? You call up a rav, and yes, rav, what's the halacha? So by the time you called him, it's not miyad. It's not miyad. So what's the halacha? So halacha comes out of the fi de amar, we paskin that every single piece of meat needs shisha versus that tipa. That's taking out. Every piece of meat that's taking out. That means if it's in the relative, so halacha is right, case of bishul, we start everything together. Whatever is a top stick, all fully out, or even halfway out, because we're close for Rashi Shita, every single piece needs shishim versus that tip over here. Every piece. Any piece that has shishim, lamais, be mutter. Every piece that has shishim, lamais, is also. I can ask me a question, why do that for? Mais, the way the Chachmazadim explains Shandrama, Einu Lebekim will only take it lechumra, not lekulo. We can't take it to lekulo. And therefore, left with the Ramovi, he said, you have to do it near miyad. Otherwise, every piece is osir. Now, once every piece over here is osir, let's say it's only one tipa, fellow, one piece over here, what does that mean? It means now you have the klum of Yavish B'Yavish, Batu B'Roiv, or Kesem B'Mina, Batu B'Shish, you have all the klum to apply over here. Lav Dafki Shulam B'Yosir, let's say it's one tipa, fellow, only one piece, might still know which piece. It's very simple. You have a case anyway of Batu B'Roiv.
So one tipa, you never answer that.
It really depends. If you have one piece sticking out, and the other sticking out, that piece might be also. Well, it'll be also two pieces. But you have a couple. If you have a couple of drops that throughout the bottle, you know how many. And you have a bunch of pieces over here. But the seed that comes out over here, we're gonna be machma. Either we have a kvela, and kvela can't taste it. Ikla make him a milsa. We're gonna ask the divini shisha versus every tip over here. You want to as chanan as what?
Yeah. Because that's why you're asking.
We're asking on Sashi Chanan. Oh no, asking on Satipa. No, without Chanan, we're asking. The Chatech itself without Chanan. The rest of the part will have a Sugar Chanan. Chashv Rashi, nothing to do with Chanan. Nothing, no, without Chanan. No.
The Zichra is the power
of
the
Matur.
If only one drop.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying you can
choose the Chatechah. So then we'll get to Shari Surah. Here, my case of Bosom Hollow. He won't have it, Sirah. No. Here, we'll get to the next halach. We'll get to him all. We didn't get to that yet. Then you get a Baal. Here, we do not have the whole reason why Mother makes a little tzir for Ben Fine with me. This is Bosom Hollow's case.
Yeah, but
Bosom Hollow,
right?
No. So again, if it's chicken, maybe one thing with. No. You'll have an issue.
Which one
fell
in?
Right.
Which one fell into? Then you can
Yeah. First you look at the pieces, and anything that's not shishim, you ask for that piece.
Oh, in ones that have shishim.
The ones shishim,
yes.
Now let's say you have a certain piece over here. That let's say five pieces sticking out, one teeple. So only one of the five of mice are really osir. Yeah. Hit it, you know which one of the five. So you have five over here that are, one's osir. What's the halacha? You have yavish b'yavish, one's osir, four are mutter. So it's a klal, kovtes. You have to learn kovtes. You throw one out, whatever the halacha klal are. I mean, but we ask the things, then we have to learn klal kovtes, if you know where the klal over there are.
So
the mice says one verse five, what's the halacha? We say, you throw one piece out, the rest will be mutter. It was Yavish B'Yavish.
And the other everything's fine anyway.
Why is it fine anyway?
We have a Shita's Rosh and Rambam here.
That's what Hefzin says over there. That's not, the other Hefzin is very different. That's to get up, but let's say it's only two pieces. And then, let's say you mix it in afterwards, the Shisha is Nachatich over here. If you mix it. And you have to also get involved with the piece, fully out or halfway in. It's halfway in, then you get involved with Machlekes, maybe ask the Chaticha, then ask the rest of the Gedeo over here. Depends who she took on the Taz, yeah, we don't go like the Taz. But again, first we ask chatichas, then we have to apply everything we learned until now. It's a great question to test. Fine. Next sugya. One more thing. First, we keep egg over here, the maestro. He ends off that we're saying to mix it all together. He has a cash rolled up into the sugya mevatlis and the sugya bishul. And the kamal peskachuva, and he says this idea that the shach and taz bring down mashal to mechal with his davar gush or davar tzol. He says that halacha dafka when it's not davar. If something is dovak, that's best in the mission that Tzadik Vovam Beis, the mission over there, the case of Gilan Osher, that was attached to the Yerech over there, and according to the reed, the Kimta over there is when it's fully outside the Reitiv. Why is saying that's the Kimta for? So we see over there, when it's a case it's not dovak, but the case of dovak Gush, it will be in the Smash of Rishav, and that it can be when it's fully outside the Reitiv. Fine. Siv Kimmel, Sugyo Chanan. Now the two cases of Chanan, the Sugyo Chanan by Vosav Bechol, Chanan by Shari Yisrim. One Siv Gimel, one Siv Dalet, one Siv Gimel, Kuf Chesam and Aleph, one Siv Gimel, Daf Kuf Chum and Aleph. So first, Siv Gimel, Chanan by Vosav Bechol. The Gemara is very clear, in the Yehudah Shito, The halacha is that we say chenan. Come along the roi poskim against the rabbi, that we say chenan even by case of bottom chol according to our sheet to the member mino is bottom roi and they get us to give shloim mino. They build upon this come along the machab and he passed the halacha maisa. Very simple. You have a teepa that fell on top of a piece of meat. If the whole entire piece of the maisa comes also you want to the next time you have to mishar shishim versus the whole entire chatich over here. Chenan by bottom chalov. Now he says, if you mark the chatich over here, then you throw it out to the rest of the mortar. If you not mark it, then it depends. If the chatich is well, it's chabed, I feel the effle bottle, that's mishnah's lower base. If it's not, it'll be a case of a bitable rave. I mean, just the side of chanan, everyone understands, I assume by now, that chanan means that usually when you have a piece of heter which bleeds of iser, you mishah versus the blee over here. Masha enke, by boss of chol, you're not mishah versus the blee, you have boss as ten kezaisim. And you have a blee over here of chol of one kezais. And now it falls into other pieces of pots of meat over here. The loch is not mishayev versus only the chol of it to the blua. The whole thing became also, and therefore you have 11 gazesim of issa you have to mishayev against. That means the guf hadav becomes also, not just the blua over here is also. Now, Kamlung the Shachni explains over here, this halacha of shishim that works, we're not makir it, is only in case we're not chdichel as chabad, otherwise we'll asu it. Like chdichel where the chabad of vada is an issa machmas atzmoy. Now, just to be clear again, is the boss of Issam Machmas Atzmoy not? Everyone agrees, negate to itself, Avad Issam Machmas Atzmoy. Boss of that's Blay Bechalov, a touch of green does not make a difference, Avad Issam Machmas Atzmoy. And therefore, negate Chadirul is Chabad Afirma Evelly Bottle. The question is, negate to the other piece, will it come out as a Vegeta being an Issam Blur or Issam Machmas Atzmoy? Avad is Issam Machmas Atzmoy. But negate to the second piece that's touching, that's the Machalik's Tazan Shach. Taz saying negate the other piece, Kimlay Abonan, as if Eliyonovi came and told you the mice is not coming out. Therefore, negate the other piece, it's a blue and it won't come out. Mashang the Shach said, no, circle, so is it Issa Machmas Atzmoy negate the other piece also? But in itself, about it, Issa Machmas Atzmoy. Sit down and sukim chanam by Shari Yisrim. Again, the Gemara, Dafkul from Manalov, Machlik, Ben Atam, Ben Atam, Ben Atam, Ben Atam said, not say chanam by Shari Yisrim, Mashang Kino Ben Atam. Come on, the Machabani passes Lakula. And not only that does he pass in the kula, but even the sugya of Eshla Sarkula Fenenu, he said the loch of the mice is mutter. The piece itself of the mice can be mutter also. So first, come on, Gemara, and pass in the gate, the sugya of Chanan. No, the loch is going to pass in the mechav, look at my tam. Then the loch is, we'll say Chanan, even Bashari Serum. Chena, minig of posh, the vahochi nog. That the mice is a minig, not to change what it says over here, Vain Lashanis. Vain Lashanis. However, come on, Gemara says, we'll have four heterium over here, four exceptions over here. Number one, he has a case when you have a tzir for Ben Ephraim, which does not say Chanam HaShayasim, with Rishito. For example, he says, if it's not an Isadovic, and the piece is fully outside the right of the Maisa be Machmer. However, if it's a case that is, sorry, the other way around, if it is Isadovic, however, if it's not an Isadovic, or the piece over here, the Maisa is halfway in, it's according to the be what's Halacha, Yishu Mitzdaf, Lontai Gedeiro, be Machmer for Rashi. But according to Ben Ephraim, what's Halacha, by Shayasim, there's no Sugim Chanan. Therefore, when it's halfway in, it's not Dovik, negate the piece itself of Adal Aser. But negate to asking other things, since we have two reasons to be Mekel. Number one, Ben Ephraim. Number two, the Rishita, the Maisel will be Mekel. So we're one het over here, even the Machabashita. A serif of Ben Ephraim with three, Aleph. All in my case of Shari Srim, Apapos Macholah. A second het, he says, is that negate the Sugi of Lach Balach, Machlikis among Lushem, is their Chanan. There's an Ogur, there's a Mordechai, there's a Ravid over here. And then he says, Negate to Shari Sirim, we will make up a case of Hefse Godel, Hefse Rupo. Not by Bosse Bacholov. A third exception, he says, is a case of Yavish B'Yavish, we will not say Chanan, and this exception is Lavdavka by Shari Sirim, is even by Bosse Bacholov. A fourth exception, he says, that Kli becomes Osir, by a blue, we will not say the Sugya of Chanan over here. Now, the way that Chanan explains Shat Nemo, we're not saying Chanan, what do you mean the Issa Blua? That's Hei Vav and Zayim. We say Chanan Issa Blua. It means the Goyin says, we're not saying Chanan in the Gufa Kli. On the Gufa Kli, but not in the Blua over here. Those are the four exceptions. First, Kamal Lataz explains what's the story of Chanan by Bas B'chol versus Shari Surim. It's very simple. By Bas B'chol, the Gufa Dover becomes Osir. Therefore, say the Sugim Chanan. Masha and Kima Shari Surim is only get out Blua. Therefore, there's a Chilik over here. Kamal Mechaber says, "Eshel Seifel and Maisik Mi Mutter." He says, "The Pella will learn this week this halacha and Simen Kuvav over there. The halacha is by Kuvav. The say Eshel Seifel also even Mishari Sirim." He says, "That's the MS. And we'll get the Kuvav even Ramah. It's the Kashas steers and Mechaber, and we'll get the Shach's Teretz." Chanan by Shari Sirim explains the Taz over here, it's a Dindir Rabbanon, like the Shach will get to Kiv Eger. And not only that, he says, even by Chinam HaShashu, by Isri Rabbanon, he says, Ayin Simon Tzadi, over there by the Sugar of Kechal, is Kechal Min Aminanat, the Loch over there is brought down, the first time Kechal Min Aminan, Mashenki, the second time, is not Kechal Min Aminan, the Machlok is Rambam versus Rajbo. The Rambam says, the Maish is Min Aminan, the Rajbo says, not Min Aminan, and they're more passing that way. Therefore, since Kechal Istri Abonon, the gate Sugya of Shari Yisurim, we see even by Istri Abonon, say the Sugya of Chanan. So, according to Beis, Kamal Vitaz, his words of Fernando a little bit hard to understand, where the Pibgonim and the Imri Bina explains, the gate of the Sugya of Isadovik, the Lacha really comes out. There are two reasons why we're machin by Isadovik, who say more to say the Sugya of Chanan. Number one, since it's inside of it, it's be Maya the Vloya. It's more quicker for it to be belay in itself. And a second reason that Kamalunga says that since this worm or this bug is inside this fish, this apple over here, therefore sometimes it'll stand by itself, whether it's at the top of the rative or you pour out and left behind by itself. Therefore, Kamalunga asks the thing, because maybe it'll stand by itself. Two different reasons. If so, if both reasons do not apply, it'll be Mekel. Therefore, again, one of the reasons to be making, we said, to be machmor was, it might stand by itself. That's a suffix. The suffix, the device of lechumro, the sugya of chanan by shari yisurim is rabbanon. Therefore, suffix to rabbanon lekulo. We won't have this chumro. Mitzad the idea of being ma'al of loya yoyser, that only applies when it's physically attached. But let's say the worm is inside the head of the fish, but there's liquid around, not physically attached. It's not ma'al of loya yoyser. Therefore, we won't have the chumro isadavik. So in the geta chanan, when you have a worm inside the head of the fish with around liquid, the mice in that case will be make a little bit. You won't have the chum of Issa Dabak. So Sukkot and Gimel brings down what says the Issa falls upon him means when the bus and the mice is still a Sayach over here. Sukkot and Yudal, they come along and says exactly how in the world is there more passing over here. It's very hard to stand up, Shan Ramo. Mice, he says over here, is passing like the Ri by the case of Shari Yisurim. He points out, look for Lachan Sebeis, he's not passing that way, he passes Sfakert. So if you have, he points out, side over here and side over there, how's the more passing? He's passing like Rashi, he's passing like the Ri. Maisa, the way how the Taz comes out, Taz said the Maisa, we're passing like Rashi. His Rashi that goes in, asks the piece, and it goes out to ask the Chatich over here. However, the Taz doesn't end off with the Kulon Ramah, he agrees to it. However, Chanan by Shari Surim, he agrees to the Kulon, we make it Sirf of the Ri with the Ben Ephraim, the Maisa to be Mekel. That means the Gami Paskins, Lalocha to Machmer, like Rashi. They grease the Ramos Tzirif of Ri and the Ben Ephraim over here. In Sifkon Tezvav, he brings down, what is the Svar to be Mekel by the Sugya of Lach B'Lach? He brings down the Mordechai Svar. So since it's the Cheshivas over here, by when you have Lach goes inside Yavish, that's what we Machmer, because it isn't Nikkei and Mubdul B'Fnei Atzmoy, Mashenki Lach B'Lach is not the way, and therefore will be Mekel by the case of Lach B'Lach, and the Ramos Tzirif upon him by Hefzim Ubo. However, he goes on further and he says the Mashal does not go with the Ravona of the Ramah. He comes along and says everything depends upon if Derek Bishal, not Derek Bishal. Because he said over here of Chanan by Shai Sub, the Xer Otto Basu Bacholov. Basu Bacholov is only Osama Torah by Derek Bishal. Therefore, in the case of Shai Sub, if it's Derek Bishal, the Maisel will answer it. Not Derek Bishal, the Maisel will be Michael. He's not Michal Kesim Ruba, no. That's how Prim Gurman stands. There's no good, not the way, but that's how Prim Gurman stands. He's going like the Mashal, yeah. He does not pass like the Ramo. That's how Prim Gurman explains that Gamba, no, the Buddha, Pesach Shubing Zan, seems to not learn that way. That's a simple, not simple, Taz, it's a little bit hard to be the Taz. He's very, Prim Gurman points out, he seems to be saying Shan Ramo, and it's not true, he's not. The Mashal is only the Ramo. That's a kasha on the Taz. It's a Kon design, he's marked the Sugya of Trey Mashu. Maestro, this one comes out from him. The Gemara comes out and says very simple that when you have over here a tipa, according to a beauty sheet of Mimina Fima Elfle bottle, so you have a tipa that hits a chaticha. Now this chaticha became osir and goes, and now if it's the sinus tam, I'll ask the next chaticha. There's no sinus tam, we'll not ask the next chaticha. The Gemara says, well, it's a kimdome, when you took out the second piece, you left with the third piece over here. That means again, you have isir. That went inside this heter. You have this blua now that goes inside a third piece. If the blua is touching the third piece, the blua is in sinus tam, has tam inside of the isser, last the next piece, otherwise not. So first, we see we do not say this sugya of chanan over here. Now the question is, maisa, there's a blua inside this thing itself, should ask the next thing, because it's a field by effluent bottle. Maybe being a field by effluent bottle, why is it not asking over here? So you come along, we have you said over here, the tray mashu lo yaminon. Mashu can only ask the one piece, they cannot ask the next piece unless they see this time over here. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So the Taz, if you say that in Yehuda Shita, maybe me a favor, I'll play about to Dinder Aiso, Dam Pav, Dam Asir, Kholshke, Tre Mashu Lamin, by case Rabbonans. What's Rabbonan? Pesach, Yainesach. These are cases Rabbonans. But Tznai says you take out this piece and you see a Shisha versus Chaticha. Otherwise, Locha Tre Mashu Lamino. We'll get to the Shach, and the Kuzikesev, it's Marchumi on 5 pages, and I said disagree. Come on, first the Shach, and he starts over here the Sugya, what's his Havana of Chanan? He says, the reason why you say it by Basim Chol, not by Shari Surim, because by Basim Chol, the Gufado becomes Osir. It went from Heter to Heter, and it came to a new shame, Chalis Isovir, there was a Chanan. Mashenkin, but Shari Surim is not that way. He brings down the Taz Kashim Eshla Sechti, the Mechabavir wants to be Mekel, Yenikovavir wants to be Machmer, he comes along and wants to Mataritz. The way the Mechabavir is being Mamshech, what he said in the Sif before, that a case of here would not be Makrit, and therefore, since it's not Chadichul Eschabit, therefore it's bottle, therefore it's Mutter, not Be'ez in the piece of Mutter, it's Mutter because that's the Sugya Bittel over here, that's why it's Mutter over here. It's the Kanye Beit, he says the Sugya of Chanan by Shari Yisum is only Dinder Abonim, we'll get the Shach, get the Kivek over here, there's a grease from Taisvis. It's a good thing Gimel said, Maisi, what's Pshan Ramoh? Again, he has a kasha, how to understand the Avon Ramoh. Maisi points out, the simple reading of the Ramoh, when you have half the piece inside, it sounds like that he's passing like Rashi by the case of Basim Cholov. According to the hymn, that's against all the Paiskim over here. Therefore, you must say, what's the Kimt over here? It means first it was out, and afterwards it went inside, and it got mixed in afterwards. And that a Kimt is when you say you need Shishim versus the Chatich over here. The Maestri comes along and says, why by Shari Yisurim come to ask the Chatich over here? What's the reason over here? Why do that for? Want to say, again, it's Mesvara Dinafshek, and the Mesvara you pass like me or the Rashi over here. But the Maestri ends off the end of the day, like the Ramah, like the Taz, well, he greets the head to the Ramah, meaning if it's Sir from Ben Ephraim with the Shita of the Ri, the Maestri can be Mekel. That means the whole Machlokes over here are passing the Ger to the Rashi and the Ri. However, everyone agrees at the end of the day to one Heter over here. The Amos Heter, we and Ben Ephraim. We'll make it serious over here. That everyone agrees to. The second Yudal brings down what he said, the Lach Balach, same thing as the Taz. The Lach is that the reason why we mach when it's Lach inside Yavish, because it's Nikr, the Vachshivus over here. Otherwise, Lach Balach is not the way, therefore, we make it. It's like the Taz. No, he said Pshan Ramo. Like Pasla again. The Havon in this sheet.
In the yeah.
Correct. Now, by the Loch is by Bos Kholov, he brings down the Afri Abri, he wants to say, Maisa, maybe a person can be Makel. So, no, Medina and Maisa be Machma, case Lach Palach by Bos Kholov. He does end off a Loch of Yavish be Yavish, Ramo said to be Makel. It sounds like an Ramo owned to be Makel by the case of Shai Yisurim. So, no, that Loch can be Makel even by the case of Bos Kholov. And he ends off with the sugya of Chanan by Mlicho, he's Marachovia, but the Maskoni is. By the case of Hefsi Mubi, he can be Mekel by Mlicho, even if it's something that's Shamin over here. The gate to the Kuz Kesev, he gets involved to argue with Pshat in the Taz, what's the Yisrael of Trey Mashul Aminun? The way that Chen explained is that according to the Taz, the Yisrael of Trey Mashul Aminun, the Maisa, when it goes inside the Mashu, inside the first piece, the Blua, it does not come out. It doesn't come out. Masha Enki in the Shachin says the Maisa does come out. If so, what's the Avon of the Sugya to be Mekel? He says, the Yisrael is, because Koyach Achram Urubai, it's another Koyach mixed inside with them, therefore, Nechshav Egedim Eina Minoi. Therefore, Behuda Shita is, the Mimba Minoi is a Fibra Apla Bottle, Min Shlomi Minoi, the Maisa can be Mekel. Therefore, Pshan Gemara is saying, since it's Koyach Achram Urubai, Ke Eina Minoi, that's why it'll be Mekel. Therefore, says the Shach, if any time the Locha is Eina Minoi be Mekel, we'll have the Heter, Trey Mashu Loi Minoi. If any time that Eina Minoi be Machmer, we won't have that. Deva comes along the gate of Pesach. If it's Erev Pesach, or Motzei Pesach, or Yavish be Yavish, these three Kims on the gate of Chometz on Pesach, these three cases, Eina Minoi be Mekel, he'll also Trey Mashul Loi Minon. But let's say it's Pesach, that Chometz, and it's a case of Lach Balach, Lach be Yavish, those cases where Machmer, whether it's been Minoi, Shloi Minoi, he'll argue the time and say Trey Mashul Loi Minon. Rekhna Minon. Well, otherwise, if it's not the way like Dov Shishlam Atiyam, then the Maisel agree to the Kula over here. He granted does say in the Kula, he points another argument that the Shach says, Tas says Shishim versus Chaticha. He says, why that's so? The Maisel should need the case of Shishim versus the Tam over here and not the Chaticha over here. Come on, Kivek, and he points out the Tas and Shach say both Chanan Bashar Shim and Dindu Abonon. You read Taisha slowly and Dafkov. Taisha is a cash from the case of Agolo of Playmidian. Playmidian, the Maisel Shari's term. Sounds like it's going to cash of a derisa aspect. if they point out, L'chor, Tosfos agrees, Echanan Basharis, in the case of Darais, that we are. Now, the Taz Kamlon, it says, by Bosa B'cholov of Da'apon, it still say Echanan, says, Chudim before, and then Shach, the way in Sim Pei Zayin. The Shach Kamlon, it says, you'll make it, Ramah Kamlon, it says, you make it Tzir for Ri and Ruben Ephraim. The question is, you make a Tzirif of Rashi and Ruben Ephraim. It points out, Hakav it Tzirif that way. So let's say you have a piece over here that you have the Chaticha halfway in and halfway out, and you do not have in the Kedero. Shishim, no Kedero. Now you take one of the pieces from the Kedero, not the piece of the Tzirif on top of, one of the pieces of Kedero, and you put into something else. According to Rashi, the rest of Kedero is Mutter. Rashi with the Ben Ephraim. He points out that L'chor no, because the Ikh Malachor and the Shach is Ri and not Rashi. However, if you go like the Taz, or others say the Ikh is Rashi, we would have the Tziruf. L'chor, this is the Kivega saying Shat, Lefi the Shach, the right place can go like Rashi, therefore we'll not have the Tziruf of Rashi, where Paschal like the Ri, therefore we'll not have the Tziruf of Rashi and the Ben Ephraim.
Lefi the Taz is Shitase, but that's spread.
I have another reason to mark, we're correct.
So it won't be
Nikolai. For that reason, yes. Now, come on the nice king, they say, what's Pshat Ramah? The Pshat is the Mordechai. Mordechai says that if it's the Maisa, it's Choshev, that should be Machmer, it's Mukav and Nibdav of Ne'atzmai. They point out, Lachur, there's another Malach among the Yishonim, the Ravid Shito. The Ravid Zavonah is, since it's Yavish, it will not come out the whole entire thing. Now, if Kamina will be in a case where it's Lach Balach, the whole entire thing does come out, therefore we'll have a head to Lach Balach. There, the case is, let's say you have a piece over here that's a solid, and afterwards it melted, it came into liquid, Nimuch over here. Well, the Lachabi, according to Mordechai, once the Choshev came Osir, the Mice keep the Issa over here. Mashaik, according to Mordechai, did not come out. This came to did come out. According to the rival, the Mice will have a cool over here and will have the get of Lach Balach. They can make of Mokm Hefsimubo. Now, come along the Taz, and he brings down best in the Sugan of Kufim and Aleph. The Gemara over there, Taishas says over there, what is the reason why we're not saying Chanan by Issa Mashu? Why don't we say Chanan? You must say we don't say Chanan, but why not? So, Kamlung Taisi says, the reason is, because when it's only Issa Mashu, command the less Dami. Since he's not Margashit, we don't say Sugim Chanan. Not Margashit. If so, Kamlung Kivegan says, let's say you do Margashit. For example, let's say it's a Vidal Taimai. Or let's say it's a case that is Muhammad, or Matabal, other cases over here, you are Margashit. Maybe in that case, you would say the Sugim Chanan. A Gamut above Shishim over here. And the sensitive people, God doesn't answer the question. We'll look among that for right now. Yeah, but the reason Taisa says command the lesser, he has command Isa. You could get involved with Machlokes Kadeches and command Isa in the Rabban in the Raisa. Machlokes Kivego versus Shach, the Ran over there versus the Red Oruch. Now, come on, Kivego, it brings down, let's say you have a piece over here, one piece got mixed with another piece. The loch is, both of mice can be altered. You take one of these pieces, the two, and get mixed in with a second piece over here. So, Be'etzem, the two pieces that got mixed in the second time is a suffix of three. So the two pieces over here, the mice should be mutter, because they're bottle beroiv. Mashing the first piece only a suffix of two, then the mice should be machmer. It should be machmer. He said the loch will apply even in the case of Tiru is chabed, we'll say shani oimer. I point out, when he gets a loch of simkuf aleph, over in the beginning, Be'etzem, that's a machlug is shach and the pichodosh. And over here, the kivag is passing against the shach. The loch is, we'll say the shani oimer, when it went out of one piece and the other piece, when it's not nicker, it will match the other two pieces and not the first piece, not like the shach shito.
It's just going to fall into another piece.
Sorry? Sorry?
If each of them falls into another piece, all of them, if you had four.
According to the kivega, yes. Yeah. Now, the shach ends off the sugar of Malichol, we have a chanan, we can make him have some ruba. Same kivega, the tafka, we did not do bishl afterwards. We did bishl afterwards, not chanam inside the sugar of Malichol, it's chanam inside the sugar of bishl, and therefore you won't have this heter. Now, the Piskachuva brings down three different Nadi Behudas. One Nadi Behuda brings down, Aloch Lamaisa, we have Machalikis Marshal versus Ramah, exactly Paskin. So, number one, he says, Be'ikhu Gepaskin, some ruba to be stomach upon the Ramah, but the case of Lach Blach, Lamaisa, can be Mekel, and do not depend upon the getter, a derech bishl. That's the Memtes. The Simon Nunvav, he brings down a chiddush over here that Seinim and Seinim and Lach Balach, by a case of Bosa B'cholav, also the Locha is maybe the Shach agrees it can't be Mekel. Maybe the Shach agrees it can't be Mekel. He goes on further and saying, but even the Yam Shloimo also maybe agrees to Ramah. And said the Locha is that by Hefsi Mubo, by Lach Balach, maybe also he can't be Mekel. That means the saying over here that the Taz went like the Yam Shloimo, that did nothing to do with the gate to the Sugar of Lach Balach. Maisha, the Nidbi Yudah saying over here, even Mashal agrees to Ramah. Mashal only saying it midinoy olalocha, but hefsimu will meistel agree to them on this kimto. In Simnon, the third night we do over here discusses that we have a chum in the Mordechai that we said over here that what happens when first is yavesh and then it melted over here meistel machmer. Let's say if a garret originally was lach and then it congealed to be something that's yavesh over here. Do you say over here meistel now it's chosh over here? Say the sugya of Chanan. And we machmer. Oh no, it's an elchaba elchadushay, and the ma'aser will not say the sugim chanan. Sifhei involves the zayin, the sugyo of tibus chol fell on top of a kedero. All one idea concept over here. First, the Torah brings down two different shitas that's not pronounced shulchan aruch. First, starts with the smag shita. They have a tibah that falls on top of this kedero over here. The locha is it will be nispashed in the whole type kedero, and then what will happen? The food inside of the mice will become osir, because the food inside will never have shita versus kedero over here. That means a simple understanding of the smag, the way the Beis Yosef understands, is that shita b'fnei atzmoi, and the food of the mice will always be osir. You read the Taz. The Taz understands the smag not the way. The smag is really just a cloistical concept over here that goes into the pot, and have to go deal with it. That's the next two shitas, Maram Rutenberg and the smag. The first itself, Maram Shita, again, the smag shita over here. That again, according to the way Beis Yosef understands, it's a shita b'fnei atzmoi. The loch is you need shishim against the whole entire kedera. Second sheet over here is the Ram Utterberg. He said the loch is it goes into kedera how far, not to ask the whole entire kedera, but as much as you can respash it till it gets to the level of shishim. And now, if you have food 60 verse 60, or the Achrim say 60 verse 61 minus ma'at, that'll be we'll mark the food, otherwise, we'll ask the food. That sheet we saw on Siv Zayin, by the case of Siv Ches Besugim Zayo, the Rosh brings down the Paskins like this Moram Rutenberg. Maestro, we don't pass like this sheet. That's two sheetas. Third sheet, the Mechaber, he passes like this Mach. Coming with Smach, and he says very similar, depends where it falls upon, connecting the Tafshul or connecting the Reikom. If it's connecting the Tafshul, then what will happen? Monashach, if it will go inside the whole entire pot in the food, Maestro Shishim will be Mutter. If it doesn't go into the food, so the mice will be motor anyway. The food, so either way, the food is motor. So connecting the tafshul of shishim mice, it's motor. If it falls, connecting the reikam, so we'll say maybe the tipu went inside the pot until mamish, the area where the food over here is, and therefore you have a bayah from pouring out on top of it because you might come along and you either mitzvah shigim about lisser or you might want another case of shishim or you need 60 verse that area over here, and therefore you should not pour out from that side or come to aster the food over here. Therefore, what is the Eitza? What's the Kono? You wait actually it's standing, and then you pour it out. So very simple. Again, you have some milk, your bottle, the kid's bottle spills on the side of your pot, connecting the tafshul, the food's mutter. We'll get to that. First one, the Mechaber says. And if it goes connecting the Reikom, the loch is, you have to wait actually it's standing.
Smack flashes that will go more than shish in the pot.
Sorry?
Is the smack flashes that people travel more than shish in the pot?
And then it'll be mutter anyway.
It's a huge part
of your question.
There
were more than
shishim.
It felt like a rikman. You get a tafshul. No, it went more than shishim. It's more than it stopped at a certain level. That's a chashash over here.
The chashash will only be shishim. That means the rest of the part, if it's much lower than, much higher than the food, it will be a problem.
No, it will be a problem. Maybe dingle till shishim. Maybe it stopped. It sounds like no. We don't see this chalak over here. You can ask why. That's a behetu chavdas. Why? But now, coming to Rama and says this halacha is dafka when say kedera yeshada. However, it's kedera chadasha, something not used for 24 hours. Then what are we worried about? That the tipo will go into the blia of the pot over here and ask the blias of the pot. Why so? I ask the blias of the pot over here for? There's no blias over here at all. Therefore, we don't have to worry about this in kimto over here. Now, coming first the Taz and says that those who want taina the kedera is also. That's where the halacha is involved. That's Rama. This is the Aruch. The maestro there is also. Therefore, what to go do when it can get a tafshul? The halacha is you have to pour it out from the second side. Miyad, second side. Why miyad? The Chacham will say. Otherwise, it's keima v'atlas atchilo. And therefore, again, what to go do in your house? Sometimes, again, the mamash is out of the pot. Have been issa shreila. What you're supposed to do is pour it out to the other side. Miyad.
If you've been asked, it's too late.
What? No, even later. There's not, what? What's the reason to do miyat? So it calls you issues. Do it now. Do it now. Maybe it stayed a little bit. Not going to answer. Negative tafshul is not going to answer. It never asks the food. Maybe it'll stay over there and then come out right now. Come out later.
You always
yes. That was a chiddush over. That's a chiddush. It's kein. It's a chiddush. Kein maris ayin. Yes, poured out. Best of me, ask any girl should tell that to you. Come on, milk of it. Pour it out. What's going on? Yes.
Don't pour in garbage. That's why they make cookies.
Now the loch is. He points out that the Ramos saying is also medina. However, the Taz comes to Yom Shloimo and says the Maise Lchure. I'll explain why that's so. It's only Chumim Ba'almo. It's not Ma'asim Medin. Naf Mino Bi, but the evidence what the loch will be when you use the pot the second time. Now it says the loch is Behim Vafeil, as the Shach Taz explains very clearly. Look at the smack inside, not Mefafeya. It's a suffix if it'll be Mefafeya or not. Now what does it mean Mefafeya? It's based on Machloikis, based on the Shach, whereas the Bach and the Taz over here. We have Shleim and the Taz over here. The way of the basis of the stands, Mefafeya means it'll go into the Kli, and not Mefafeya means it'll go not Mefafeya at all into the Kli, but it'll go into the Oichel. Shach says, the Taz says, Fakert. The Halacha is, when it says Mefafeya means it'll go into the Oichel. I mean, the word Mefafeya was going fair into where? The Shach and Beisayim says it goes into the Kli, and the Taz Yom Shlom says going into the Oichel. And what's not Mefafeya, what does that mean? The Shach says it's not Mefafeya into the Kli, it's going to the Oichel. Mashengi, the Taz saying any Mefafeya means it's not going to move at all, zero. It's not going to move, stay where it is. Diva comes out when saying not Mefafeya, what are we going by the second time? Didn't go out the first time, didn't go out the second time. They will come out that the pot should be Mindina Motor, only that's the Taz, not the Shach. The Shach asks the Medina. For the Taz, Medina Yeshubi Motor, how we have a Marth Ayin, so go Lachatkhilo, to go Kashit, Nafkimin, be case of Medievet. That's the Taz. Now the Shach, the Kodin Ches. What? It doesn't look. It's a Bayah. It won't come out. Yes, yes, yes. It's Kain Marth Ayin. Kain. Yeah, that's it. Doesn't look good. Looks very bad. Come on the Shach, and he says again, he says the Mefeh goes in the Govah Kli, and that Mefeh means it won't go into the Kli, it goes into the Eichel, we like the Beis Yosef. Now he says the Loch over here is the Kedera's Ulcer, the Loch of Tzavov, if you have to pour it out on the second side, we'll never find out about it, when it's still hot over here. Now we're coming to the Asa, the Tafshul, unless, when it says we're going to pour out, when it went connected to the Rekom, we're going to pour out an Asa Tafshul, unless you have 60 times 61. The Lamaisa Tafshul, the Lamaisa will not be Ulcer. Ulcer. However, he says, even if he has 60 times 61, do not pour it out. You cover by Yami Mavatlis Lachil over here. Even in the case of Kedera Chadosho.
Now, spot,
you pull from the other side. When it's Kedera Vekim, Kedera
Chadosho. Don't pour. 60,
but it's the other side. So it went
through the thing.
How'd it go? When you went on the line and it goes
the
whole thing?
The line,
you know how it went exactly. If you tell me if that's a massive pot in the line, can it go that way? In Chalami, but we don't have such pots. Now, come along the aloha, you have to wait until it comes cool down. The question is, I'll give you two other eights. First of all, want to make a hole in the bottom of your pot. Try that one. And therefore, let it come out. So first of all, he said, when you make the hole in the bottom of the pot, what's going to happen? It'll shake and move up, and they will hit the area above it. That's one reason. He said, I want to give another eight over here. That one miyad pull out from the other side. Also, you have a bayad. If you do a miyad, maybe it'll hit go on the other side and move up a little bit and shake. You have a problem. If you're left with one eight, so wait until it's sanin. Now, sit over here.
So you can't even move the pot from like one place on the stove because it might move up.
Yes, you just leave it. You shut the fire, you wait. That's it. Wait, she's standing.
So what before this is with the. Can I get a tap? Should you also have to pour it out?
That's what miyat. I mean, they come out two opposite lochs. Both say you have to pour out. When? When it's connected to the Raycom, you have to wait to actually it's standing.
Right.
And can I get a tap? You have to pour out miyat even with boiling hot.
On the other side.
That's a chiddush.
It's a chiddush of Amalek.
But aloha, it doesn't look good, it looks very bad. Maybe it'll come out the second time, furthermore. Now, coming the Ramon says, with Kli Chadosho, not used 24 hours, the mice person can be Mekel. Now, coming the Shach says, what exactly is the Kipto? The Ramos Shita is in Simen Tzadaches, the Loch is in Sif Dal, that we say Chanan and Gufakli. So why the mice not to be Machmer? She says a very poor Yusoid, there's no Chanan by Heter. No Chanan by Heter. Chanan only when it's Isser or Heter with Heter. However, when you have a case of Tibes Chol on a Kli Cheres, that's Heter by Heter, there's no Chanan over here. He said, however, me, Shach, my own Shita, I pass no Chanan ever to Gufakli, Chiyala Ladasaway. Therefore, it could be even a case of Tibas Isser fell on the outside of the pot. That means, what's the loch of Tibas Isser on the outside of the pot? according to Ramah, will not make a difference whether it's Chadosh or Yeshana. Mashenko the Mach. Will not make a difference if it's Kli Charis over here, right? And you look in the Rishonim, there's a Kimto, look at this Mag, he's writing Kli Charis, correct? Mashenko, according to the Shach, will not make a difference either way, you're not saying Chanan Gova Charis over here. Now, the case over here, it says that Kli Chadosh L'maisi can be Meikol. The obvious question is that why is Chadosh and Oblias been cooking past half hour over here? So it has Oblias, the meat that's inside right now. So the Shach has two ways to answer this question. Either he answers the Sugim and Monashach, if it's Mefeya to the whole entire pack, the Tiba also Mefeya to the whole entire pack. Elamai is not Mefeya, Tiba also won't be Mefeya. His other two he says either fell on top of the pot when the pot's not hot, or he said the case over here when it fell on top of the pot when there's only wood, there's no meat inside. Pots hot and food's cold. You want to take another teretz?
I thought that was the middle
teretz. I don't think he says those words, but all right. He does those words. He's saying the pot's not hot. Same idea, yeah.
Because if the pot's cold, then you could just light
I'm
it
sorry,
off.
Right. So I'm talking about right. Pots hot and food's cold. That's a better way of saying it. Correct. Fine. Adkan sifei. That's a loch. Wait. Technical loch. Again, the loch comes out very simple. Connecting the tafshul. The tafshul meisis mutter. You should pour beyond the second side. Mashen connecting the reikon. The loch is wait actually standing. However, coming to the loch itself, and say we have a minig that even though connecting the reikon actually standing, the mice will be machmer and say the food is also. Who can ask the food? That's the minig. We'll see if that's a minig, but that's what the Mos says. That's a minig. Now, the Mos says that halacha dafkun fell shloi kineged eish. It fell kineged eish. We'll say that the fire burnt out the tipo and the maisa will be mutu over here. But they point out the metzias, we do not have this akimt over here. Our fire is not, our pots are not kineged eish over here. Now, this halacha kineged eish over here just says the Mos is dafkun the case where it's only a drop of tipo. When it's a lot, then the fire will not burn it out. And therefore, you'll have a bayah, the same halachas of what a sifhei was applied over here also. Come on, Ramon said, first of all, can you get an Eish, you have a heter to mat the gdeh over here? Like, I'm the shach will be down to his chattis. That's not the loch. He said over here, the loch when it's, you have a lot, the loch over here is, when you have a lot, the loch is the gdeh, the mice will be osir. And even if you have shishim against the tipa, the mice, the gdeh also over here is osir. What to go do over here, go pour out from the second side, and miad. Now, in this akimto, the loch is, come on, Ramon, it says, if the pat, whatever the loch was the first time, will be the second time. That means if the tipa fell in the first time, got below the bottom half. The second time you put the food also in the bottom half, the same exact halacha, the food will be mutter. If let's say the food went below that area, then the food will have to wait actually standing. That means first and second time have the same exact halacha according to the shach, according to the taz yam shlem. The chur won't be that way. According to taz yam shlem, it's only chum ba'alma chum b'diyav. The meister food will be mutter over here. Now. Come on again, the Ramon says, the minig adam to be machmer, he brings down the Trumas Nadesh, and the Maisa does not seem to hold that way. Sorry, first, before we get that. First, come on the Taz. He said, the Maisa, why is the minig to be machmer? What's his far to be machmer for? Why is the minig? The Maisa says, can I get the Reikom? Wait to actually stand it. He said, can maybe it'll stop bubbling, it'll raise up, I'll hit this ear over here, you might touch over here. And therefore, for this reason, we're worried for this Indian, we'll come on to be machmer over here. Now, the loch over here is that which connected the ish to be machmer, to be mekel, come on, Taz, that's a dafka when the fire, the mamish. When you move the pot away from the fire, about the one on the header, of connected the ish. Come on, Shach, it's a chavdal that brings down the Ramos of the minig of Maisi Machmer. He says, the Shach, the Maisi, we have a Shumas Deshin, said the Maisi, that's not the minig. The Maisi will wait to actually stand on the Maisi, it's smut over here. Come on, the next Shach, the Chavdal, it says, even those who want to say the minig is machmer, the minig is only when it's a clear Yashana. But let's say it's Chadosho, or it's a case of more than 24 hours, or you have case 60 versus 61. The only reason why being machmer for is because maybe it went up, it raised up, and hit that area. If it raises the area, it's Chadosho, or Yishono, or of 24 hours, or in a case that is 60 versus 61, anyway, it's mutter, who cares? And therefore, even Nach, the make to be machmer will not apply in that akimt over here. That means, if you think about it, Stamkli, any minayayamoy, and the Chor, the minig is not that common to happen anyway. Unless, it depends how you ask the question of the Shach, why is not Kli Shon, it's not the Bliya itself.
It's
Kishach. Shach.
It's in the Shach.
Yeah, those words don't make sense. It's Kitaz. Now, the Loch is connected to Eish, the Mechaba says, the Pat L'maisa is Motor, the Mo says, the Maisa Kamal and Gitar Chad says, the Maisa Machmer and the Pat. Now, the reason why being Machmer on the Pat, when it's connected, the Tafshul, why pour it out on the other side? Could maybe not go out, maybe sit in the OV, and therefore, therefore, we're asking a person to pour it out. And therefore, we're saying the first time will be like the second time, you machmer the pot first and second time over here. Now, why to pour out from the other side? Because maybe it'll be mafer yosef more inside, and therefore pouring it out. Now there's a kiveger over here. Rashi points out that when a pot over here is empty, he comes and says that first of all, you don't understand when a pot's empty. Does it go into a blias travel through a pot? It goes to be clearly blias right from inside the own pot. So he says, let's analyze over here. The halacha over here says that the first time is like the second time. You don't understand. The ma'aser, if there's nothing there, the ma'aser goes clearly through the whole entire pot. So why the first time like the second time? Maybe it went through the whole entire pot. That means it was connecting the tafshul. The second time connecting the tafshul is motor. Why? Maybe it's connecting the tafshul. You took all the food out. It's still hot. And the bliya went through the pot. And I need shishim versus the pot over here. First shishim versus the teapot over here. The lamai is not mistaken from the whole entire pot. Why is that so? Ma'aser, he ends up with lamai's and maskoni. He says that teapot does not go clearly right there when there's nothing inside of it. Now, just Siv Zayin, the beginning of Siv Zayin, Ma'aser is the end of Hevel and Zayin, what comes out over here. The beginning of Siv Zayin, the Mechaba and Ramah, Mechaba says that those who want to be Mati B'Shasad Chak, and be Mekel and say, in the case of Erev Shabbos, that even connected the Reikim and the Ma'aser person can be Mekel with Shishim. That means connected the Reikim, we have Hevel and Zayin. He says, wait, Ashi is studying. Vov said the Minigim Ma'aser is to answer it, and Zayin said the Ma'aser can be Mekel with the case of Shishim over here. Mokum B'Shasad Chak or Erev Shabbos. Now first, what does that mean? You can makel. You can makel against Siv Vav, or you can makel against Siv Hei. What comes in makel over here? That means the Taz, the other people going to explain in Siman Sadechas, says now B'Shasad Chak and makel is no chenan on Blias inside the Kli, and therefore you can makel on the Loch and Siv Hei, and not even worry about the idea of getting away. Can we makel fully? Masha Enke in the Shach. Yeah. Masha in the Shach said you can makel against Siv Minig over here. That's what Shach seems to understand. But the Ma'aser Moshe says, "V'ochi not like this in over here." And they've come on the Tan and said, "When it says Shasat Chak, what does that mean? It means like Orchim or Hefsim Rubo or the case of Oni. That's all Nichol get of Shasat Chak. A person can be Mekel." Now he brings down Marie Mintz, very interesting concept over here. He says the Rav should tell over the person why exactly he's being Mekel for.
He doesn't say.
What?
Yeah, he
says that's true. But Ma'aser, you should say over. I have my father's brother in LA. He's grown in LA for over 50, 60, 70 years. He has smich mar kolor and a moishel. So he says every time a person calls him an issim a shiloh, he always tells the person, I like to tell you the reason. And he goes on for a minute or two and he says, do you understand the reason? The guy person says, no. He says, exactly. You don't understand what I'm saying. So next time you have a shiloh, call me again. Because a lot of times when people hear psalkim, then they have medav milsa the milsa and they think they know what's going on over here. And basically, Marie Mintz would come tell people that you should know this is what I'm doing it for, to not compare things one to another, this is a special case over here, and they will call back again. And the guy usually tells the person, I don't want to hear, I want to know what you're also like, no, I want to explain to you, do you understand? Like, no, good, that's the whole point. And sometimes you tell the people that you should not, Madame Mills, you don't know the signal, call back again. Now, it says over here that Loch is. Even Shloi Kinegadish Lamaisa can be Mekel. So what's the Lochus and Marshal? The Kinegad Lamaisa is also in Shpurah from the other side. The Shach brings down the same exact Loch over here. Now there is one very important Taz over here, Yisoid, the Shir Hamadumo. How to calculate it exactly. He says a concept over here that's worked on different places, but everyone brings down the Marmok Mezis Taz over here. The concept of Shir Hamadumo. He says over here, when you have Tibis Chalv against the Gedera that has water inside, what's the Locha? You Mishar Lefir Hamadumo. We are double. You have over here, let's say, a 10 gezeisim of water. You put inside of it a gezeis of basar. You have 11 gezeisim now. You take half of that and you pour it into your milk. Are you mishar shishim versus the gezeis of basar? Or since only half, you mishar shishim versus half the gezeis of basar. Since this taz over here, shia maduma, feed the percentage wise of the first mixture, that's how you judge the second time. Example, the classic people discuss, people have osim soup mix, they put inside the food over here, once parva, once fleishiks. You always get the shiloh, the guy put the wrong one inside his milchik stuff, you put some fleishik or osim soup mix. The question they like asking, like discussing, it says fleishiks. You have a whole teaspoon, whole scoop over here. How much is fleishiks? So if you can find out, and people have told me they found out they called up, how much is?
What is it?
Whatever the worst case scenario is, the worst case, 10%. See, only shishim verse, we started to be able to time put that aside. The worst thing is shishim verse 10%. That means if you have a whole scoop, you only shishim verse a scoop. Need shishim what of 10%? That means you need 60. That means how much you need against a scoop? Not 60 versus scoop. You need only 6 versus scoop. 10%, only 6 versus scoop.
What's
the bottle for? It's 10%.
10%
is not bottle. It's not bottle of shisha. Why the bottle?
It's not a
vila timing. It's different. But besides a vila timing, they get involved with how is really the chicken being a vila timing. That's a side question.
Well, they sell it separately.
No, but do you, when you taste soup mix, do you taste the chicken? That's another question. That's another shallow. Most times, especially if you put it in a big mixture, you won't taste it. That's another question. If you don't taste it, you have a heta over there. I mean, there are two questions here. One of you, the time, and one is what to be shari against.
Does anyone argue on this?
No. No one argues on it. No, it's a close. So that means people have eggs and butter a lot of times, and then they take the egg that had butter inside, they put inside the food with other things. The question is how to be shari it. If the butter they put in was one slab, and the egg only put a part of it, you only take that section, a percentage-wise, of that section over here. Fine. From here to the end, we just learned last week, Betzim to Ramah is the Sivzayin, the Chesed test. It should be fresh in people's minds. Hopefully, I'll finish the sheets today, give it out today, and I'll slough you up on the test tomorrow.